Editor's note. This article has been updated from the original to include the latest information from RCMP. Mountain View County. A county resident has officially been charged by police for the impaired driving death of a male after recovering from injuries she sustained in the collision. At about 9:30 p.m. on Sunday, June 27, the Didsbury RCMP detachment received an emergency call of a serious multi-vehicle collision on Highway 22 near RGE Road 43 southeast of Sunder. A 43-year-old male motorcyclist was killed in the crash, which also involved another adult female operating a separate motorcycle who suffered non-life-threatening injuries that were treated in hospital, as well as two individuals in an SUV. The female driver of the SUV received minor injuries and was treated at the scene. A passenger in the vehicle was not injured. Although the deceased's name was not initially released, officials have since identified him as 43-year-old Matthew Forsyth from Airdrie. The 25-year-old female driver and lone occupant of a pickup truck involved in the collision was later located and arrested by police for impaired operation of a motor vehicle causing death. Due to the injuries she sustained at the time, she was also taken to hospital for treatment. The preliminary investigation indicates a pickup truck was heading southbound on Highway 22 and attempted to overtake a van and lost control, striking an SUV traveling northbound, said RCMP Corporal Deanna Fontaine. The pickup truck then rolled several times into the oncoming northbound lane of traffic, colliding with two motorcycles that were traveling northbound. Mounties officially announced charges were laid against the 25-year-old female driver of the pickup truck in a press release dated Wednesday, September 1. Ashley Evans, of Mountain View County, was charged with impaired driving causing death, failure to stop after accident resulting in death, impaired driving causing bodily harm, failure to stop after accident resulting in bodily harm, dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, failure to stop after accident, impaired driving, and operating a motor vehicle over the legal limit. Following a judicial interim hearing, Evans was released on conditions and is next scheduled to appear in Didsbury Court on Monday, September 20. As the matter is now before the courts, police said no further updates or details regarding the incident will be provided. With files from Dan Singleton.